Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sir Elton John.
Leave on with his war wound like a crown.
One of his first songs.
It calls his child Jesus.
More than 40 years ago. Still my favorite. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Marcia Egan is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the founder of the CEO of the Egan Group. She's a certified professional executive coach. That means she can help you with your business if you contact her at marciaegan.com. Inbox Detox is her book, and she's talking to us about motivation. Marcia, thanks again for being here. You work with a lot of people, a lot of small business executives, CEOs, and you. I know you work with them on motivation, how to keep them motivated, what makes them motivated. Tell us some of the stories that you've run into.
Well, as we were talking at the break, I was thinking about sometimes business owners get into the whole daily routine of doing. Mm-hmm. And they get bored, or they become demotivated because they're just doing everything they have to do. And I have one client once who was really feeling this way, and I said to her, "What's the end game?" And let me call her Pat. "What's the end game, Pat? You know, why are you doing this? What's your big goal?" And she said, "Well, I want to be the best retail operation in my town." And I said, "Well, what are you doing to do that?" And she thought for a minute and she said, "You know, I haven't thought that way. Huh. I have just gone to work and done the should."
She's been, she managed her business. She wasn't the CEO of her business.
She was not the CEO of her business. And one of the things that can get anybody any kind of motivation, whether it's in business or not, is a goal. I mean, golfers have a goal of getting better, whether they state it or not. They get up really early in the morning, they go and they practice on the practice tee to try and get better. And when you lose sight of the vision or the goal, you can lose your motivation. So that was a really good story that I remember from, and it was such a small, it was a small question, but there were big answers.
She didn't realize that if she was going to accomplish her goal, she had to get outside of the trenches. What Pat didn't realize is that if she was going to accomplish her goal, she had to get outside of the trenches and get in a helicopter, so to speak, and get up into orbit above your business and see what's going on the ground. See over the horizon. You know, folks, one of the things that I've been talking about for all these years now is trying to help you become a better CEO. To become become the CEO of your company. Maybe your company's never had a CEO before. All this time it should have been you, but if you haven't been practicing the role of CEO, then you haven't had a CEO in your company. And if you look around, Marcia Egan, if you look around, you can see if you look at the things that aren't executing in your business, the things that aren't functioning as well as you think they should be, it's probably because you've been managing them instead of being the CEO of the company. What do you think?
And I agree with that. It's really interesting because the vision creates that. I call it positive energy. It's a pull kind of motivation rather than a push. Pull is I want to. Pushes, I have to. I have one other client who, she had a heck of a time writing her monthly newsletter. She knew she needed to do it. Mm-hmm. She knew it was good for her business. She intellectually, she got it, but she missed the deadline just about every month. And this may sound kind of minor, but it's just a great example. And what she did was she found an accountability partner.
Right.
And that can be in the form of a friend. Sometimes that's why they hire us coaches, so that we can be accountability partners.
Right.
And she hasn't missed a deadline since, because that accountability partner is holding her accountable.
Right. And she was holding that person accountable for something they were deficient in.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly, and that does work really well.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, the most important thing that I think that helps solve some of this problem of especially if there's something you don't want to do, you don't like to do, and I tell CEOs that every year you should fire yourself from jobs that you don't have to do anymore, or somebody else can do, and promote yourself to jobs that nobody's doing right now.
I love that. That's great.
Just have a, you know, what is it? Trump says you're fired.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, Marcia, I need your website one more time.
MarciaEgan.com.
Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
MarciaEgan.com. Information about our coaching services, information that you can use every day, a lot of motivational articles. And our blog is there, too, which has motivational quotes you can get twice a month.
All right. Sounds good. And all about the book there, too, right?
Well, that book is, exactly.
Inbox Detox. Hey, Marcia, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
I want to.
We'll see you later. Next time.
Thank you.
Marcia Egan, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.